Where are you going? I'm going to worship. I'm going to Bible study. I'm going to visit. I'm going to work. I'm going to school. We talk about going here and there. Have you ever said, I'm going to a city? The song that we just sang, Where the Roses Never Fade, contains within it the theme of our study together. I'm going to a city. Let me talk to you for just a few moments this afternoon about I'm going to a city. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 reports on the great faith people of the Old Testament. And verse 16 says, Now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. And then in chapter 13 and verse 14, it is recorded, For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. I'm going to a city prepared by the Lord. In John chapter 14, when the Lord met with his disciples to announce his departure, he said, beginning in verse 1, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 16, the Hebrew writer described this city as a God-prepared city when he said, For he hath prepared for them a city. And so I'm going to a city prepared by the Lord. But also I'm going to a city that is better. In Hebrews chapter 11 again, in verse 16, he talked about a better city. That is in heavenly. This city that God has prepared is a better city. Far better and superior than any earthly city. But also, I'm going to a city that is very beautiful. A beautiful city. In Revelation 21 and in verse 2, John said, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. What it looked like, John, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven, no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life there are flowing, and all who drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. The song of redemption is singing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. I'm going to a beautiful city. But also, I'm going to a city where God dwells. In Revelation 21 and verse 3, John said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, what the voice that you heard say, John? Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Can you imagine being in a city where God dwells? There's a wonderful place we call home. 'Tis a city of glory divine. It is built in the garden of rest, and that beautiful home shall be mine. Oh, that wonderful Eden so blessed, where Jesus, the Master, has gone to prepare us this glorious home. There he bids us a welcome to come. Oh, how sweet it will be there to dwell with the Savior and Father of all in a palace of diamond and gold where no evil to us can. can befall. There no sorrow that home shall invade, and our loved ones no more there shall die. One celestial, unbroken, sweet day, while eternity's ages roll by. When the jewels of Jesus are brought, there to shine in that land of sweet song, what a beautiful, beautiful thought that I shall be there in that throng. Sweetest peace to my soul it will be, to behold such a glorious sight, where the sun and the moon neither shine, but the glory of God is a light. A wonderful city of God, just across in that beautiful clime, where the angels' sweet echo song and musical cadences chime. O wonderful city of God, by faith in the distance I see, there's a mansion prepared over there, yes, a place in that city for me. But also, I'm going to a city where there's no death, sorrow, nor crying. In Revelation 21 and verse 4, John continues, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain." And so we can sing, "No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join that happy band. Glory is waiting, waiting up yonder, where we shall spend an endless day. There with our Savior will be forever, where no more sorrow can dismay. Some morning yonder we'll cease to ponder o'er things this life has brought to view. All will be clearer, saved ones be dearer, in heaven where all will be made new. No tears, no tears, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. I'm going to a city where there is nothing that defiles." In Revelation 21 and in verse 27, John said of this city, "There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie." But then in chapter 21 and verse 8, he said, "The fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." There's lots of defilement here on earth. Cities are polluted. I'm going to a city where there's no defilement. But also, I'm going to a city where we'll never grow old. Look in the mirror today and compare that with a picture of yourself a few years ago. See any changes? I've heard of a land on the faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high. There we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we never grow old. In that beautiful home where we'll never more roam, we shall be in that sweet by and by. Happy praise to the King through eternity sing. 'Tis a land where we never grow old. When our work here is done, and our life crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrow will end, and our voices will blend with the saved ones who've gone on before. Never grow old. Never grow old in a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old. Never grow old in a land where we'll never grow old. If you'd like to go to a city where you'll never grow old, but also, I'm going to a city where it'll be wonderful. When you read the description of heaven in Revelation 21, what a wonderful place. In Revelation 21:10, he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. How wonderful it will be. There's a song that we sing that asks, won't it be wonderful there? When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Into the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Walking and talking with Christ, the supernal one, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless eternal one, won't it be wonderful there? There where the tempest will never be sweeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us. Won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear? Joyously singing with harp bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? But also, I'm going to a city where there'll be no disappointment. We have disappointments here in Terre Haute. We have disappointments in heaven, don't we? No, not in heaven. Because there's no disappointment in heaven. No weariness, sorrow, or pain. No hearts there are bleeding and broken. No song with a minor refrain. The clouds of our earthly horizon will never appear in the sky. For all will be sunshine and gladness, with never a sob nor a sigh. We'll never pay rent for our mansion. The taxes will never come due. Our garments will never grow threadbare, but always be fadeless and new. We'll never be hungry nor thirsty, nor languish in poverty there. There'll never be crepe on the doorknob, nor funeral train in the sky, no graves on the hillsides of glory, for there we shall never more die. The old will be young there forever, transformed in a moment of time. Immortal will stand in his likeness, the stars and the sun to outshine. I'm bound for that beautiful city. My Lord has prepared for his own, where all the redeemed of all ages sing glory around the white throne. Sometimes I grow homesick for heaven, and the glories I there shall behold. What a joy that will be when my Savior I see in that beautiful city of gold. But also, I'm going to a city where everybody will be happy. Would you like to be at a place where everybody's happy? There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon the glory share. When the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore, everybody will be happy over there. There the ransomed of all ages will be singing round the throne, in that land where no one ever knows a care. And the Christians of all nations will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there. We will hear nobody praying and no mourning in that land, for no burdens there will be for us to bear. All the people will be singing, glory, glory to the Lamb. Everybody will be happy over there. There we'll meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to that land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Everybody will be happy over there. Everybody will be happy. We'll be happy over there. We will shout and sing his praise. Everybody will be happy over there. But also, I'm going to a city where there is no night and there is no need of the sun. In Revelation 21, John said in verse 23, the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. No night. In our songbook we sometimes sing, in the land of fadeless day lies the city four square. It shall never pass away, and there is no night there. All the gates of pearl are made in the city four square. All the streets with gold are laid, and there is no night there. And the gates shall never close to the city four square. There life's crystal river flows, and there is no night there. There they need no sunshine bright in that city four square, for the Lamb is all the light, and there is no night there. Another song suggests, when my earthly day is waning and my mortal robe I fold, with the dawning of eternity begun, I shall enter gates of pearl to walk on streets of shining gold in that city where they need no sun. O'er the fields of endless glory I shall wander with delight, for with sadness and with pain I shall be done. No more sorrow, no more sickness in that home so pure and bright, in that city where they need no sun. With the countless blood-washed millions, I shall sing beyond the skies. Praise to God and to the Lamb for sinners slain. As the sound of many waters, this triumphant song shall rise and resound throughout God's vast domain in that city where they need no sun. When at last my earthly race is run, I shall see my Savior's face, revel in His love and grace in that city where they need no sun. And finally, I'm going to a city where the gates swing outward never. Revelation 21:25 says, "The gates of it shall not be shut at all by day." And Psalm 421 expresses that this way. Just a few more days to be filled with praise and to tell the old, old story. Then when twilight falls and my Savior calls, I shall go to Him in glory. Just a few more years with their toil and tears, and the journey will be ended. Then I'll be with Him where the tide of time with eternity is blended. Though the hills be steep and the valleys deep, with no flowers my way adorning, though the night be lone and my rest a stone, joy awaits me in the morning. What a joy 'twill be when I wake to see Him for whom my heart is burning, never more to sigh, never more to die, for that day my heart is yearning. I'll exchange my cross for a shining crown, where the gates swing outward never. At His feet I'll lay every burden down, and with Jesus live forever. Sometimes we sing, "This world is not my home." Sometimes it's easy for us to forget where we're going, that our stay here is just for a little while. It's just temporary. How that, as we heard read just a few moments ago from Philippians chapter 3, that our citizenship is in heaven. And the faith of those in the book of Hebrews was a sojourning faith. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, 1 and 2, "Set your affection on things above." Let's not forget where we're going. Going to a city prepared by the Lord, better, beautiful, where God dwells, where there's no sorrow, death, or crying, where nothing defiles, where we'll never grow old, where it will be wonderful. No disappointment, everybody will be happy. No night and no sun, where the gates swing outward never. Would you like to go? In Revelation 22, and verse 14, John tells us how to go. He said, "Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." And then in Revelation 21:27, He said, "They which are written in the Lamb's book of life." And so we go to heaven. We go to this beautiful city by having our name written in the Lamb's book of life, by doing His commandments. Are you doing His commandments? We do that initially by hearing Him, believing on Him, repenting of our sins, confessing our faith in Him, and being baptized. To take up our cross and follow after Him. And then one day to exchange that cross for a shining crown. The Lord said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life." Revelation 2 and verse 10. Would you make your decision today to go to a city? If you started out on that journey, but you've gotten sidetracked, you've become distracted, you've taken your eyes off the prize, we urge you to get back on track, to renew your focus, to stay focused on heaven, to come and go with us as together we stand and sing. We invite you.